Blog Talk Radio.
Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, obviously, and that was Beth by Kiss. Thank you for spending at least 30 minutes of your time with me. I'm in the chat room right now. I'm still unable to retrieve phone calls, so, you know, some of you could call in right now. I'm doing my best to get my the new upgraded switchboard studio that Blog Talk Radio introduced to us a few weeks ago. I'm still working on getting mine to operating 100%, but thank God I'm able to broadcast when I'm scheduled and chat with you all in the chat room, and you can call in and listen to the show. I am just unable to retrieve phone calls to talk to sometimes hosts like Reggie Roughneck and my friends of the mezzo and soprano out in LA. I know they are having a good time. They're beginning their fourth week on Monday, participating in Opera World's Advanced Artist Program. But I'm sure you all have been networking with Miss Sheila Ramsey and Miss Janice Lewis. And those of you who are in L.A., who live in L.A. and who are visiting L.A. the end of the month, please do your best to attend their public performance. When the program concludes, they will present a public performance. So please do your best to attend the performance and meet the young ladies. And everyone else that's involved, especially if you're an opera lover, if you want to know more about opera music. So there's a play happening in Atlanta on the 27th, also called Stripped, and that is Lisa Wu, formerly of the Housewives of Atlanta. She and her husband, and on the Hartwells, remember that couple? They will be performing, where I believe, you know, they produced the play also, but they will be performing and presenting their play Stripped from the 27th to the 31st in Atlanta, in ATL. So I reposted on my Facebook page and so on, and then also you can check out the invite page of Stripped. Lisa Wu, formerly of the Housewives, you know, she's an actress and director also, and also a fitness expert and a realtor. Very much a talented young lady. She's one of my favorite housewives, and so I enjoy networking with she and many of my other friends who I grew up with, and friends of mine that reside in the ATL area. And another thing, I am so excited. I'm getting ready to speak of one of my favorite cities. You all know Dallas. I am so excited that one of my favorite childhood shows will be returning to the tube in 2012, and I am talking about Dallas. Dallas 2012, TNT. Unbelievable. I am so excited that Dallas will return. A couple days ago, I posted a trailer on my Facebook page, and I might have tweeted it and posted on my Tumblr page also. But if you have not seen the trailer for the Return of Dallas 2012, it is awesome. I mean, yes, J.R. Ewing, Bobby, many of the original stars will be returning, plus some of our new favorite young actors and older actors and actresses would be a part of the Dallas cast. And really, I mean, my goodness, I've been planning to resume going on auditions and stuff like that. Well, once I'm in Dallas, or if I decide to go to school at Avida Institute in New Orleans. But that really confirmed, my mind was already made up to, because that's what I've been working on, attending Avida Institute Dallas. But that really excites me to know that one of my favorite shows growing up, and I used to love my late elder sister, my niece and I used to love visiting the South Fork Ranch, because that was just, I know I'm not alone, because many of you, that was your favorite show also. So I just think it's great. I wonder what nights will it air? Will they air it on Friday nights like back in the old days? You know, or other nights like Sunday nights or maybe Monday nights? No, but I just think that is just awesome that Dallas will be returning to the tube. I mean, wow. I'm just so excited. I definitely, oh my God, that's so encouraging. I mean, really, I'm working on getting myself in shape, but if I want a small role, oh my goodness, I definitely get myself in shape to audition for that. But when, I'll just be quiet, because I'm just excited that they're bringing the show back. I would love to see, remember the show with Josh? Let's see, with Josh, it was Duhamel, and James Caan, and then Tom Selleck replaced James Caan right before the show ended. And the reason the show had stopped production was when the writers went on strike a few years back. Las Vegas. I loved Las Vegas. That was one of my favorite shows back a few years ago. And then that was one of the shows that was affected by the writer's strike, and it just didn't return the next season after that. But I would love to see that show. That's a recent show. I would love to see that show return to the airwaves. That was an awesome show. I loved it. Like, I loved the CSI Miami, CSI shows, like CSI Miami. Very, very awesome. But I'm going to mention some community news also that's happening in this in Jacktown. So what's up in Jacktown? There's a Stop the Violence concert going on, and you can check out Pam Greer on Facebook. And really, on Facebook, you can check out Stop the Violence concert in the park. That's the in the you know the event in the event section. That event will begin at 4 o'clock at Battlefield Park this evening, and there's going to be like several entertainers performing. But it's a Stop the Violence concert, and so if you're in the Battlefield Park area in South Jackson, like West Jackson, West South Jackson area, Battlefield Park is located on Terry Road and 80. So if you're in that area, check out the Stop the Violence concert. Just wanted to let you guys know about that. And then also remember that our minor league football team, the Jackson Juggernauts, are kicking off their season also this evening at 6 at HT Newell Field, $7 for adults, $3 for kids. All military personnel in uniform will get in free. There's also a raffle going on during that event. And I guess it's basically for the community stuff, but I am just in shock. Unbelievable entertainment news. I am just in shock that one of my favorite celebrity couples are calling it quits. I mean, I heard about it last night, but I was so sleepy. I started to get on the online then and talk about it. But then I said, well, I'll talk about it this morning. But I'm just in shock that Mark Anthony and J-Lo are calling it quits. I mean, wow. I didn't see that one coming. Sometimes you can see it coming. I didn't see that split coming. So, I mean, best wishes, and I send much love to both of them because I love both of them individually and collectively. And, you know, I just wish both of them the happiness. Maybe they'll work things out. You know, only they know. But my prayers and my support are totally with both of them and their loved ones and fellow supporters like I am that are like what doing hearing this news. So wow. We hear of our favorite couples getting married, and we hear of our favorite couples splitting. Because I heard some reports earlier this week that maybe Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie might be married or making a decision to legally get married soon. So, you know, much love to them anyway. I mean, they're the perfect union in my eyes. So with their kids, that's another couple that I individually liked and supported before they became a romantic couple, and I support them as a couple. So much love to them. I am in the chat room if any of you would like to join me in the chat room. And I thank many, many of you. Very close to 22 G's. Well, 22K, I mean. I always say G's in my views, and I thank everyone for their support. And I also thank the advertisers who advertise doing blogtalkradio.com, especially those who advertise doing my live broadcast, and those that advertise via audio and doing my archive shows. And you can check all the shows out from the premiere show that began on March the 21st. Some of my earlier shows were my friend Big Mike Smith, that dude, co-hosted a few. That's when I aired occasionally at night on Thursdays at 11:30, and so on. So those were interesting shows. And then I need to call him to see how he and his family are doing. And let's see. You guys can listen to all the shows from the beginning, from March 21st, and so on. And there was when I first began hosting my show, we used to blog on our profile. So we have a couple of blogs also, if you're looking like a blog section. But that the blogs were soon discontinued after I became began hosting my own show here on Black Talk Radio. But that's because they upgraded the system, and there's different ways to do different things. Really, we can blog like doing our descriptions and so on. But I just want to take time out to thank everyone for their support and for chatting with me and calling in and so on. Look forward to speaking with many of you, and thank you for encouraging certain show topics. Monday's show, I believe that show is going to be about the topic of Kaylee's Law. A lot of people would like to see Kaylee Law becoming the fact. Kaylee Law would be a law where parents would be required to report their kids or their child missing in an appropriate time. And then on Tuesday, we'll talk about anti-stalking laws. And like Rebecca's Law, remember the actress that was murdered in the late 80s, I Am Sam, in California. They immediately created that Rebecca's Law, an anti-stalking law. And there are other anti-stalking laws that have been created throughout the country since then. Because anti-stalking is very serious, sick crime. Recently, we've seen many of our favorite celebrities be affected by stalkers, and it affects everyday people also. I mean, I am not a stranger to stalking, and it's not a walk in the park. It's not fun to be stalked by an individual, really. I mean, the guy that walked up to the I Am Sam actress's door, I mean, just literally blew her away, if you all remember that. To smithereens, just walked to her door and just blew her away. He was so obsessed with her. But then Halle Berry, just earlier this week, a gentleman who happens to be a repeat stalker of hers, I mean, was only 10 feet away from her. Paris Hilton, been experiencing stalkings from the same guy. Recently, Joss Stone, neighbors, thank God her neighbors became aware of a couple of gentlemen who was stalking and watching her. And I think they, thank God that her neighbors called in about these two guys stalking and watching her estate, because I think that was a murder plot. You know, so stalking is very serious. It affects everyday people. I mean, it can be someone you know or don't know. It could be an ex-love or a wannabe love. It's different types of stalkers. It's people that stalk you just because they don't like you. Sometimes I'm stalked by people that don't like them. She's Republican, I don't like her. You know? So it's different reasons that people get stalked. You know? I mean, really. So, That's very serious. So Monday we'll talk about Kaylee's Law. I like to keep the show upbeat and entertaining because it is an entertainment lifestyle show. But it's important to talk about issues that affect us, our lifestyle. And Kaylee's Law and Rebecca's Law, anti-stalking laws and other stuff like that, that affects our lifestyle, you know, and so on. So I know you all love the shopping shows, so I'll schedule another shopping tip show this coming up week also, and then also a show introducing some of the new promos that Mark Cosmetics is introducing to you all right here, you know, during the midst of summer, and also a lot of people are preparing for back to school also. So, you know, it's already time to get in that mindset. Yeah. I'm amazed because I already hear, like, locusts. And you really don't hear locusts until it's near fall time. I mean, that's what I'm accustomed to. So I be hearing those locusts and even seeing some of them. But, oh, man, I don't want summer to end, not just yet. But I have a birthday coming up soon, also on August 11th. And, you know, I be getting invites to birthday parties for Leos. And so it's almost time for the Leos to start celebrating birthdays. So I just want to shout out all my fellow Leos. Mark Cuban happens to be a Leo. Greeny from Mike and Mike, Leo. The president is a Leo. Whitney Houston is a Leo. I mean, there are a lot of Leos out there. I mean, really. So just shout out to all the Leos. And shout out to everybody who celebrated a birthday this weekend and anniversaries and celebrating special occasions this month, you know. So, oh, my goodness, a few minutes. It's almost near time to conclude the show. And I'm just talking like we are sipping hot tea and hot chocolate or coffee or whatever. Right now, or like some of my friends, you know, they drink a little you-know-what in the morning to get the day started. Whatever their favorite alcoholic beverage is. Yeah. So shout out to my friends, too, you know, getting a little sip on in the morning to get the day started. And I must let some of my friends, some people know that in my lifetime I've enjoyed cocktails or a little drink here and there. And I must tell people, especially my friends who know, I have, some people might, but those are people that know I'm brutally shy, might say, well, I know Bethany's sipping a little something while she's on the air. I have yet touched anything while on the air. I hadn't had anything to drink in ages, like a beer or anything, you know. Really, not a little sip of wine or anything. And one thing about it, I don't know if I will. If you all, do you all need to friend Marcus Patrick and his wife, Alisa Angelic Osborne. They are my friends that I promoted. Marcus is a well-known actor, martial artist. Former male dancer, but you've seen him in many films, and also those of you who love Playgirl the way I love Playgirl, he's in the September 2007 issue of Playgirl magazine. Awesome pictorial, but awesome article. You learn a lot about Marcus in that article, so you should check out his article there. His article then, I mean, in that edition of Playgirl magazine. I ran across this article when I was doing research and working on presenting some freelance work to Playgirl, some profile stories on some of my favorite people, and also and submitting some of my own writings, because I've loved Playgirl since I was a youth. So shout out to Hugh Hefner, Playboy magazine and Playgirl, you know, and so on. I mean, they're good entertainment magazines. So some people who say, well, you're cheese on air talking about porno. They're good entertainment magazines. You know, I'm not on air talking about porno. Okay. But I just wanted to mention that. What I was about to say, Marcus and his wife talk about, they're vegetarians, they're vegans, and they talk about, they really educate people on important health issues and about milk, about the toxins and the toxins and certain things like milk and alcohol and so on. So friend them on Facebook if you haven't already. But I have about 10 seconds to go, and I had a couple more stories to talk about. But I'll save them for, I guess, Monday, unless I do a special show tomorrow. Remember to watch the U.S. play Japan tomorrow, the soccer finals. But thank you so much. I appreciate your support, and God bless. Until next time, God willing, it'll be a next time, and I love you all. Happy weekend.